Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Services start today for late Congressman John Dingell. Public visitation at the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center in Dearborn. That runs from 11 until 8 today in Dearborn. Let's bring in Governor Gretchen Whitmer joining us live to talk about the state of the state. But before we hit that, Governor, first of all, thank you for joining us. And number two, what are your favorite memories of John Dingell?
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be with you this morning. And I've been thinking a lot about John Dingell. You know, I ordered the flags at half mast last week when we got the news. And I think, he had this remarkable sense of humor and perspective. He had the human touch, you know, as some people go to Washington, D.C. or take these high offices, they can lose that. And John Dingell never did. He really was a man of the people. But one of the things that I was just astounded by as a young legislator is I was working on an issue, and he wrote me a handwritten note that was full of encouragement. And, you know, it was one of those moments where you think this guy's got so many things to do. And he's made the time to do that. And I know he did that with people of all walks. And that was something that I think made him so special, this human touch, not losing contact with who he is or who he represents, and always having, you know, self-deprecating sense of humor made him a standout.
Yeah, he got a lot of respect, too, didn't he, from both sides of the aisle?
He did, and he didn't sacrifice his values, but he always did what he could to build relationships, and he was incredibly impactful because of it.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer, this is the first state of the state. You had to kind of delay it a week because President Trump delayed his. And so what are you going to kick off? What's your first thing that you want to get across to your brand new constituents all across the state of Michigan?
Well, Michigan's a great state. We got a lot of wonderful things going for us, but we've got some glaring challenges. And no one's going to be particularly surprised because the things I've been focused on over the last 2 years, right? It's the crisis in our infrastructure and in our skills gap and education system. And so I'm going to stay focused on those. Those are the fundamentals. And I think those are where we've got opportunity because clean water is not a Democratic issue or a Republican issue. It's about making sure we deliver for the people of the state. And so from roads to water to skills to schools, that's where I'm going to stay focused.
Governor, do you think you're going to be able to overcome the hurdles, even the legal hurdles, to funding and fixing the roads?
I do. I am confident that at the end of the day, we're going to be able to do a real solution for the first time in decades here in Michigan. But I need to work with the Republican-controlled legislature, and that's why I'm continuing to try to build bridges. We're not going to agree on everything. We're going to have our bumps in the road, but the fact of the matter is the people of our state elected leaders they think can solve problems, and we have an opportunity to prove to the world that divided government doesn't have to mean gridlock. And I need to work with these legislators, and I'm determined to make sure we get it done for the people we serve.
You've had a bit of a bump already in your executive order to create the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, and Republicans fired back. They didn't like that, and they've overturned that that executive order, the revamps. That what are your thoughts on this, and what are your feelings? Why is this a priority for you?
Well, the interesting thing is Republicans and Democrats in the House and Senate have all said they like the reorganization. What the difference is the Republican leadership wants to continue these commissions that oversee the work of the department, that are populated by people that are regulated by the department. And it's very inefficient. As governor, I've got the ability to reorganize government to make it more efficient. And so that's what I've proposed. The House has already taken action. We'll see if the Senate does or not. But I am determined to make sure that we reorganize this department so that we can clean up water in for people across Michigan. That's what voters told me they wanted. That's what we have a duty to do. And so I'm going to keep pressing forward and continue to work with my Republican, counterparts in the legislature, because we've got to get it done.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer, thank you so much for joining us live on WWJ, and good luck to you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.